You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Speaking of new music that we can all get stuck into, we got two of the excellent band Big Sur in the studio, Hugo and Niamh. Kia ora koutou, how are you both this morning?
Yeah, good, good. Hugo's got his coffee, so
nice.
Good to go.
Yep, early Monday morning. It's a big week as well because you guys have a new single out, which is very exciting, but you're also playing our fancy new band showcase this Friday, which is, well, we're really excited about it. You guys looking forward to it?
Yeah, really, really keen. Really keen. We've been practicing very diligently.
Nice. We love to hear that. For anyone who needs a reminder on the details, this Friday, the 3rd of May, it's also New Zealand Music T-shirt Day. So it's a nice little combo of vibes going on there. It's Koha entry. It's kicking off down at the Churning Fork. It is R18, but if you're under 18 and you want to come, bring your legal guardian with you, and then you're welcome to come along. And we have got five fantastic bands: Blunt Dog, Group Chat, Buzz, Shoeless, and you guys, Big Sur, as well. Tell us a wee bit about who Big Sur is. Who's in the band? What's the kind of vibe? What's the mood board you're working with?
Hugo and I used to play in high school together in the all ages scene band called My Anatomy. So we've been playing music together for quite a long time. And then we've also stolen two members of the local post-punk band Work.
Nice.
Who are our rhythm section. We all live together, so we have folk on one side of the house and post-punk on the other side of the house.
That's a good flat situation you've got going on there. Yeah.
Yeah. And then our last but not least greatest member is our lovely friend Evie. I haven't given anyone's names apart from hers, Hugo and I have been really, really old friends with for a long time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So she's on holiday at the moment, so we'll be unfortunately missing out.
Oh, no. Sorry, Evie. Oh, it's good she gets a shout out this morning then, because, you know, that sucks to miss a good gig. But it does feel like you guys have a really singular thing that you're doing with your sound at the moment. As you mentioned, you know, diverse touchstones from across, like, your personal musical influences. Would you two see yourselves as the folkier aspect of the band? Is that what you were sort of indicating there, or
in some ways, for sure. Rocky, our drummer, is Guardian Singles' like biggest fan ever.
Nice.
So if we were to put him on any kind of spectrum, he'd definitely be on that side.
He's pulling you post-punk as well.
We're definitely heading that way now. When we started, it was probably a year and a half ago, and we're just doing really simple lineups, just like double bass, banjo, and vocals.
Yeah,
I like that. That's a simple lineup. Those are like two of the sort of quite technically difficult instruments to learn how to play really well.
Yeah.
So what is everyone playing? What do you guys play?
I play guitar and a bit of banjo here and there. Rocky, obviously, drummer, as mentioned. Tane Moore, it's on bass.
Evie, who I mentioned earlier, who's in Amsterdam at the moment, she plays clarinet and electric guitar. And there's smatterings of vocals with everyone at the moment. I'm Niamh, and I play the acoustic guitar, and I do most of the singing.
That's a really cool collection of sounds. I guess that's the reason I wanted you guys to walk us through it, is because there are instruments that you don't typically necessarily see on K Road on a Friday night from a lot of bands at the moment. And I think you guys play with them in a really unique way as well, because it doesn't necessarily just sound like it's sitting in one genre house. You're playing with the kind of landscape of the music you're working in. What does a band practice look like for Big Sur? How do you guys kind of make your tunes together?
For Lands, I think this was the first one that we did. We did it really differently. We normally, Niamh will come with a pretty fleshed out idea. This time it was probably just a few chords and then very organically written, slowly, but by each member.
I think most of the time everyone in the band has to spend a bit of time working out what the notes are and what the hell it is that I'm playing. I don't have much of a classical ear, and I don't ever really know the key or any of that sort of stuff, and that makes it a bit difficult for someone who's trying to play clarinet or something that. So I think there's a bit of time taken up with that.
I think something I said yesterday is there's a lot of, you play a lot of chords, kind of incomplete chords that don't have like the typical three three notes of a triad, but lots of open strings, which gives it a nice ambiguous kind of swaying quality.
So that's
working, working out what works over that is tricky, but also a bit more freeing.
Yeah, I was going to say there must be quite an enjoyable looseness to it as well, then, because you're already forcing yourself to think outside like a classic structure or a sort of, you know, traditional chord progression or whatever. It feels like a nice balance of strong sort of central concepts and then just loosely building around that world as well. Lands is the new single. What were we kind of like thinking about working through, like lyrically? Did you have a particular vision, Neve, for like a story you were telling, or did it just kind of fall out as it fell out?
Yeah, I my partner Tane, who plays double bass in the band, we have been learning te reo, and through that process we've been learning, you know, having to kind of investigate more about our ancestry and things like that, and so I've kind of delved a little bit into a bit of Celtic mythology, and there's kind of smatterings of that throughout the upcoming EP, in the lyrics and the storytelling in Lands, but also in another song that we have on the EP called Oisin, which is a Celtic love story. And so, yeah, Lands is just kind of, I guess, an ode to that, to particularly the mythology of Tir na n'Og, which is land of eternal youth in Gaelic, which is where my name comes from, and is about a warrior princess. So, yeah, it's about a warrior princess, and it's about, fighting for, I guess, land sovereignty.
Yeah. Mean. That's a strong track to kind of start this new era with. When is the EP coming out? Do you have a vague plan or a hard date for it yet?
Not quite. We're recording it after the gig, like the next morning at 9 a.m.
Oh, wow. Okay.
On the Saturday.
Big weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a really big one.
You'll be well, like, limbered up for it, though, you know?
Yeah. Hopefully it'll be a really late one at the Tuning Fork, and we'll just kind of wander into the studio on a Saturday morning. But perfect. Yeah, hopefully around August.
Cool. Yeah, probably could be sooner.
Could be sooner.
A couple months after. Depends. We've been working with this new engineer called Graham, and he's brilliant.
Graham. Quite quick, Graham actually, Bennett. So. It says he records Ratso, and recorded Dead Moon's famous Invercargill record in the 80s.
Yeah. Sick.
So we've been lucky to work with him.
I think that's the cool thing, because obviously it started off with a more folky approach, but to work with an engineer who does really energetic live recordings.
Yeah. Totally.
It might have a nice kind of
capture
it's
that.
It's also a live recording as well, so that's something to add.
Sick. Yeah. Well, I think we should have a listen to it. Lands, brand new single from Big Sur, who are playing at Fancy New Band this Friday. There is nowhere better you could be, literally. You'll be missing out if you don't come. So just cancel your plans, change your plans, take your friends to Fancy New Band, and get down there early, because it's a first-in, first-served situation. Koha on the door. Five great new bands, Blunt Dog, Group Chat, Big Sur, Buzz, and Shoeless. Two of those bands don't even have any recorded music, so you're just going to have to rock up to hear their sound, and it will be a really, really fun night. That's all thanks to 95BFM, of course, Under the Radar, and Steinlager Ultra Low Carb. So cheer to those guys. And thanks to you guys for coming in this morning. Neve and Hugo, we'll see you on Friday. Really looking forward to it.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.